This is Brian Jenkins of Chosen 300 Ministries. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to join us on the web at www.chosen300.org, where you can learn about volunteer activities and also opportunities for giving. You can give by sending us a gift to Chosen 300 Ministries at P.O. Box 95, Ardmore, Pennsylvania, 19003. We also have an option for online giving right on our website at chosen300.org, and we also encourage you to designate your United Way or community giving gifts at your place of employment to Chosen 300 Ministries. This is a big help to our ongoing expense for our mission projects in Center City, Philadelphia. We want to thank you so much for joining to us today, and may God bless you and you enjoy today's message.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. And I've had some weary days, and some lonely nights. But when I look around and think things over, all of my good days outweigh all of my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes my clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But Jesus knows what's best for me. Even though my weary eyes, they cannot see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been good to me. Yes, he's been good to me. He's been more than this world could ever be. He's been good to me. He dries my tears away. Yes. Turns my midnight into day. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. Lord. I won't complain. 'Cause God has been good to me. To me, he's been more than this world could ever be. He's been good, he's been good to me. He dries my tears away, turns my midnight into day. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. When I wake up in the morning, I say, thank you, Lord. For the food on my table, I say, thank you, Lord. Even though I have to cry sometimes, I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Complain.
Just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you have done in my life. Amen. Amen. He has done so much for us. Amen. We have to give him thanks. We have to give him praise. We have to give him all the honor. He has done so much for us. Amen. I want to thank Sister Brittany. She's busy with finals, but she still found fit to find time to praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Giving an honor to God, my Lord and Savior. Giving an honor to the pastor of this church, Pastor Brian Jenkins, and his wife, Shondae Jenkins. I greet all of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. I thank my wife for coming out, my son, my daughter. Thank everybody for coming out and supporting me on this. Amen? Amen, 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 amen. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to thee, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. This is a good day, amen? Amen, amen. Got a couple points I'm going to hit off, and I'll turn it over, and I'll close it up, amen? Be ready for a little while, maybe a little long-winded, amen? Can we talk about it, though? Amen, 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 amen. I'm going to go with me to Luke chapter 18. I'm going to hit a couple. The text was already read beautifully by my brother James over there. Thank you, brother. Brother John, right? Amen, thank you, brother. Luke 18, verse 35. And it happened, as he was coming to Jericho, that a certain blind man sat at the roadside begging. And hearing a multitude of people passing by, he asked what it meant. So they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. Jesus was passing by. Amen, amen, amen. I want to pause right there for a second or two. What was going on in that time was there was no welfare, there was no social security, there was no disability. If you had if you was able to walk and do something, or able to talk and able to walk and able to see and able to hear, you can get a job. There was no social security, like I said, there was no welfare, there was no stuff like that. So the people would sit by the side of the road as people would go from Jericho into Jerusalem. Jerusalem was about 10 miles from Jericho, east of Jerusalem. People have to go to Jericho to get to Jerusalem. And they ran into, Jesus was coming by. And it was a blind man sitting there. He could not see nothing at all. He was blind. Didn't say how long he was blind. Didn't say how did he get blind. All I know is that it said a certain man was blind. That certain man could be you. That certain man could be me. That certain man can be anybody. And as he was passing by, the word of God said, have you ever been passed by before? Have you ever been just passed by, up for promotion, and the boss just passed you by? Up for another promotion, and the boss just forgot your name. Went to prison, and no one came and visited you. They just passed you by. Have you ever been in a pass-you-by state? Maybe you was engaged to be married, and the man just passed you by. Have you ever been in a pass-you-by state? Come on now. Come on. People will pass you by. People will forget all about you. All that you have done for them in the past. And they seem like they will forget all about you. When you're down and out, when you need someone to lift you back up, they will forget all about you. They just pass you by. Maybe you're waiting on the bus stop with someone. And they say, if I get a car, I will pick you up. And you see them passing by. Come on now. Come on now. You see them passing by. Maybe someone owed you some money, and they just riding by with a brand new car. Knowing they owe you that money, they should have paid you back first, but they passed you by. Come on now, have you ever been passed by before? I know a man that would never pass you by. I know a man that would never forget all about you. In spite of how long God has been calling you, today God is still calling you, and God would never pass you by. As long as you have breath in your body, God will not pass you by. Joshua chapter 1 verse 5 said, no man should be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. As I was with Moses, Joshua. If God is no respecter of person, If God did it for Moses, if God did it for Joshua, God will do it for you. I will not pass you by. I will not forsake you, God said. Proverbs verse 18, 24 said, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. He will stick closer to you than a brother. Come on now. He will never pass you by. In spite of what Peter did, Peter denied Christ three times. Amen. Come on now. He denied him three times. Three times he denied him. And even one verse even said that Peter even cursed. But guess what? When Jesus rose from the cross, he said, go tell Peter, I have risen. He did not pass Peter by. He didn't forget all about Peter. Come on now. Doubting Thomas even doubted. Thomas doubted who Jesus, when Jesus rose off from the cross and appeared to the rest of the disciples, Thomas was not around. Thomas said, I won't believe. I will not believe until I see Jesus, until I see his handprints, until I see the pierce on his side. I will not believe. Simple as that. Some of us don't believe sometimes, but guess what? Jesus came back a week later. He had Thomas wait for a little while. A week later, he came back to Thomas and appeared to him again. He said, Thomas, put your hands through my hand. Put your hands through the holes. Put your hands through my side. He didn't forget about Thomas. Thomas doubted. And Thomas said, my Lord and my God. The first thing we learn in the text is that God will not pass you by. That's the first thing you will learn. That God will not pass you by. Verse 38 said, and he cried out saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. What is mercy? Mercy is undeserving kindness. None of us deserve the kindness of God. We all messed up. We all have fell short of the glory of God. We all have made some mistakes. We all have made some wrong turns. We all had cut some corners. We all didn't dot every I and cross every T. We all have made some mistakes in our life. Come on now. But he said he would never pass us by. We all have made some mistakes. He will not pass us by. Second thing you learned is that, what is mercy? Mercy is undeserving kindness. We don't deserve no kindness at all. We do not deserve any kind of kindness. We deserve to be put in hell, you and me, for the sins that would happen in our lives because of Adam and Eve's sin. Sin entered the world through Adam and Eve. When Adam sinned, sin entered the world. Adam's sin brought death. Death spread to everyone, for everyone have sinned. There's none righteous, not even one. We are righteous because of Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for us. Then we are justified. Then we consider righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. 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 So we learn that first thing we learn is that Jesus will not pass us by. Second thing we learn is that we receive grace and mercy. Every morning it says in the Word of God that his grace and mercy is renewed every single morning. That means early in the morning when you arise, there's grace and mercy waiting for you. Every morning when you get up, there's grace and mercy renewed every morning for you. Come on now. Every morning there's more grace and mercy. But we need grace and mercy to run this Christian race. If you are a Christian, we need grace and mercy. Without that, we cannot run this race. If you are an unbeliever, you need grace and mercy to come on into the fold. We need that grace and mercy. Undeserving kindness. Grace and mercy. And he cried out saying, Jesus. And he cried out saying, Jesus, thou art the Son of David. Third thing you learn is that you got to recognize who Jesus is. You got to recognize who Jesus is. Recognize who Jesus is. Recognize that he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the omnipresent, the bright and morning star, Emmanuel, God with us. Come on now, you got to recognize who Jesus is. All that he has done for you, you have to recognize who he is. What he is. Know he's able to deliver you from whatever situation you are in. Know he's a healer. Come on now. Knowing that he can provide. He's a provider. He's everything you may need. Come on now. John 1 picks it up and say, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things was made through God, and without him nothing was made that was made. He is 100% God, 100% man. He is the second person in the Godhead. There's the Father, there's the Son, there's the Holy Ghost. Equal in every divine perfection. They all equal, but they all have different titles, different jobs, but they all are equal. Come on, 100% God. Come on now, 100% God. You recognize who he is. First thing you got to recognize is that he will not pass you by. Second thing you got to understand is that grace and mercy is there for you. The third thing is that recognize who he is. He says, if you continue in my way, then are you my disciples. We have to continue in his way. Continue in his way. Not only that, but he gives you the Holy Spirit to help you. He gives you a comforter. Someone to back you up. Someone to lift you up. Someone when you're down and say, I won't complain. Come on now. In spite of all of that, he gives you a comforter. Amen? Yeah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Whew.
You have to be, the fourth thing is that you have to be persistent. You have to be persistent. The crowd told him to hush, but he shouted more and more. He shouted more and more. You have to be persistent. Persistent means refusing to give up or let go. Refusing to give up. No matter what the situation is, no matter what the problem is, no matter if you're unemployed, are you living on a mountain, are you living on a house, or you got a car, it don't matter. You refuse to give up only because of Jesus Christ. You got to refuse to give up. Refuse. You got to be persistent. Woman with the issue of blood, she was determined to see Jesus, to touch the hem of his garment. She was determined. She didn't want to give up. She said she kept on pressing and pressing towards Jesus. The law says that she was unclean. She said, I'd even been out there. But she was determined to get healed. She said, I know if I touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. So she was determined, and she kept on pressing. Kept on pressing. Come on now. James 4, verse 8 says, draw near to me, and I will draw near to you. God is saying, draw near to me. If you keep on being persistent, keep on drawing to God, God will draw near to you. You keep on studying that word. You keep on being prayed up. Keep on coming to church. Keep on being connected to the people who is going the same direction you are going on. Keep on going to Bible study. Keep on, if you draw near to me, I will draw near to you. Not you take one step and I will take two. God is saying, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. God's word said it, and God's word meant it. That settles it. Simple as that. You got to be persistent. Jacob was wrestling with the angel of God. He wrestled with the angel all night, but he said, I will not let you go until you bless me. You got to be determined to let you know that I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. You got to be determined. You got to keep on pressing. Don't give up. Don't take no for an answer. Forget about what society said is or isn't or what can and cannot be. You keep getting up. God have a plan for you. It says eyes haven't heard, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, nor has it in the hearts of man the things that I have in store for you. Not where you're at right now. God said, I have so many things for you. I have so much stuff for you, in store for you. This one guy once told me one time before, this guy said, when we get to heaven, there's going to be a whole bunch of presents on the right-hand side of you. And you're going to walk by and say, God, what are these presents for? And God's going to say, these was your presents. These was your gift that you missed out on because you wasn't persistent. You didn't recognize who I was. You missed out on all this stuff over here. We miss out on so much stuff that God has for us. Not prosperity. I mean, yes, it could be money. It could be cars. It could be whatever it is. But sometimes it could be a sound mind. Sometimes it could be peace in the midst of a storm. It could be anything that you're missing out on because we're not obedient to God's word. Amen? But God said he will never forsake you. He will not leave you. First thing we learn is that God will not pass you by. Second thing we learn is that he has grace and mercy. The third thing is that you got to recognize who Jesus is. The fourth thing is that you got to be persistent and don't give up. And the man kept on pushing. He did not give up. Look, people would talk you out of your dreams. People would talk you out of your destiny. They told a man to hush. Be quiet, man. Just shut up and be quiet. Sit there. Don't bother Jesus. Jesus is too busy for us. Jesus holds the whole world in the palm of his hand. He's too busy for us. Just keep your mouth closed. People would talk you out of your destiny. Folks will talk you out of your dreams, will talk you out of what God has for you. Folks will talk you out of everything that God has for you. Come on, Matt. Come on now. With Nehemiah, Nehemiah was building the wall. Nehemiah was building that wall. People said, come on down, Nehemiah. Come on down. They was trying to kill him. Nehemiah said, I'm doing such a good work. I cannot come down. You got to be determined. You got to say, I can't get off of my horse. I'm on a mission. I'm going somewhere. I have somewhere to go. I don't know where exactly where it's at, but I have somewhere to go, and I can't let you hesitate me from getting there. Come on now. I can't let you get in my way and block me for all what God has for me. Nehemiah stayed on that wall and built that wall. Folks would talk about you. Folks would try to tear you down. Folks would ridicule you. Folks would always try to push you away. Folks would even tell you to be quiet. But I know a man who will never push you away. I know a man that will never leave you nor forsake you. I know a man that will never turn his back on you. But all God is saying is recognize me for who I am. Recognize me and cling to me. Cling to me. Draw near to me, and I will draw near to you. Amen. I'm going to skip on down to verse 41, saying, what do you want? What do you want me to do for you? He said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. He didn't ask for no money. He didn't ask for no Cadillac with a diamond in the back and a sun rooftop. He didn't ask for nothing like that. He didn't ask for nothing like that. He said that I may receive my sight. That I may receive my sight. Matthew 4:4 says, man should not live by bread alone. He didn't ask for no food. He didn't ask for no food. Man probably knew that I can't live by bread alone. Sooner or later, that bread is going to deteriorate. Pretty sooner or later, that bread is going to fade away. Pretty soon, I'm going to hungry all over again. The man said, I want to receive my sight. Luke 9:25 says, what profits a man to gain the whole world and lose your soul? What profits a man if I give you what you may want? What profits you to gain this whole world and lose your soul? The man said, I want to see. I want to be able to see again. That's all I want. I know who you are. I know you're able to deliver me. I know you're able to set me free. I know you're able to give me sight. I heard about you coming. I know who you were. I recognize you. And now here I am looking for my sight. I know that you're able to do it, but can you do it? When the Hebrew boys was thrown into the fire, the Hebrew boy said, I know God can deliver me. But if he don't, I know that he's able. I know that he's able. I know that he can. Even if he don't, I know that he is still able. The man said, let me receive my sight. That's all the man wanted to do, is see his sight. And he recognized who Jesus was, and he recognized him. Jesus said, by your faith. If you have a faith of a size of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain, the word of God says. Size of a mustard seed. That's the smallest seed there is. The smallest seed. If you have that kind of faith, and you are connected to the Father, and you are persistent, keep on pressing. And if you know who he is and recognize who he is, you can receive it. You can receive it. But even if he don't, he gives you grace and mercy. Paul had a thorn in his flesh. He begged 3 times to remove that. And the Lord said, my grace and mercy is sufficient enough for you. He said, when you are weak, that's when you're strong. That's when I kick in. That's when I kick in and let you know who I am. Let you know that I am able. Let you know that I am able. Maybe you're sitting here today, you've been passed by. Folks pass you by. People pass you by. Things pass you by. Life is even passing you by. Some folks even say that our life is like a book. Some of us are stuck in the index. Some of us are in the middle. Some of us have not even opened up the book yet of our life. But God has a plan for you. You have to first recognize who he is. Recognize that he is who he is. And you got to keep on being persistent. You got to keep on drawing near to him. You got to keep on pressing. You got to keep on getting back up. You may get knocked back down. Every time you take up one step, you may get pushed back 2 more steps. But you got to keep on pressing. Forget about the people around you. Forget about the folks who try to hinder you. Because all they want to do is bring you down anyhow. You got to get yourself positioned. You got to get yourself positioned to where God want to bring you to. Once you position yourself and get your mind set and lean on him, you will be unmovable. You will be steadfast and unmovable. You'll be like that rock. God said, build your house on the rock, not on the sand. Not on that sand, because when the winds blow, you ain't gonna be able to handle. Build your life. Not on me, not on a pastor, not on no one else, but build your life. Build your things you want in life. Build it on Jesus Christ. And if it's according to his word, God will do it. God will do it. And if he don't do it, he's able to do it. Maybe it's the reason why he ain't gonna do it for you. Maybe it's, and you know that reason. I don't know that reason, but you know that reason why he ain't gonna do it for you. Come on now. Come on now. I'm in it with one more story, and I'm going to turn it over, and I'm finishing up. I told you I had 3 points. I actually can talk about it. You said, yeah, I can talk about it. I'm talking about it for a minute or two. Come on now. There was a man. There was a man who he specialized in painting, and he would go from world to world and do painting. He had all this luxury painters painting around his house. He had painting of, and his painting was worth thousands, millions of dollars. And one day, the man had a younger son, and the son got a little older, and the son said, Dad, I want to go into the military. I don't want to be a painter. I don't want to be an artist. I want to go into the military. Dad said, I really want you to be a painter. I really want you to be an artist, but, he said, I want to go into the military. And the man went into the military, and there was a war going on. And the man shared with the young guy that he was roommates with. He shared with him and said, I am an artist. My dad was an artist. I can draw too, but I don't like drawing. So the man taught him how to draw a little bit. So as they was fighting in this war, the guy, the son, got shot. He got killed. And his buddy didn't want to leave him right there. So his buddy picked him up and threw him over his shoulder and walked down back to the home base with him, laid him down, and the man passed away. A couple weeks later, the military came to the old man's house and said that what happened, and the man passed away because he was so shocked. But before the man passed away, the young man who was carrying his son came to him and said, I know what happened to your son. And the man said, what? He said, as he was in the war, someone shot him and he died. And I picked him up on my back and I carried him to safety, but he still was dead. And the man said, okay. He said, but I drew a picture of what happened. And the man said, this is beautiful, even though it was trash, but the man knew what it meant, because this was his last picture that he seen of his son. So the man treasured that picture, even though it was trash, it was worth nothing at all. And sooner or later, the man passed away. The man died and passed away. And he had left in his will. He wanted to auction off all of his goods, all of his art. And as the auction began, people came from all over the world, Japan, Italy, with all bunch of money, pocket full of money, checkbooks in their hands. They came up here to buy all that art, because they knew in a couple years it'd be worth more than what it is. So they had an auction. The man got up there. The man started the auction. He said, the first picture would be the picture right here. And the man said, oh, that's not art. I seen his work. I seen what he have done. That's not art. And the man said, how about $2? $2. Go on once. Go on once. Go on once. $2. $2. No one said, get that junk out of the way. Pass by that stuff. Get to the real stuff. And the old gardener said, I'll give you $1 for that. And the man said, sold. Sold. Then he started to back up his stuff. And the guy said, okay, come on. Get to the good stuff. Get to the real art. Get to the real art. And the man said, auction is over. And he said, what do you mean? All them paintings all around here. What do you mean it's over? He said, the auction is over. He said, what do you mean? He said, pass by this junk, get to the real stuff. The auction is over now. And he said, inside of his will, he said, whoever takes the picture of his son, whoever takes the son, gets it all. Gets it all. If you take the son today, you take the son today, you will get it all. You will get it all. Some of us are settling for temporary high. We're out there getting high. God is saying, why settle for temporary high when you can have the most high God? Some of us are settling for a pebble. Come on, now, you know what a pebble is. A pebble is crack cocaine. God is saying, why are you settling for that pebble when you can have the rock, the solid rock I stand? All other grounds are sinking sand. Come to Jesus. Don't come to religion. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Can everybody rise to their feet?
Well, praise the Lord. We hope you enjoyed today's mission message for today. We encourage you once again to sow a seed of faith into this ministry. We are the ministry that is uniting the body of Christ to reach the world to help the homeless and less fortunate. We also encourage you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. for our Sunday morning worship and breakfast. And again, any volunteer opportunity, they're located on the website at chosen300.org, where you can participate in helping the homeless and less fortunate. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you.